holding by the eighth bracha, Refa'inu. So, Moshe says the Iker Kavana when we daven Refa'inu is to be mivakesh from the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should be merapas, that we should have the Yichurit to learn and do with mitzvahs karoyim. That's Iker Kavana. Now, Chazal asked, why is Refa'inu the eighth bracha? Because it's connected Bishmila, which is Bishmina. So this is connected Bishmila, Mamela, it is Bishmina. That's what really should be after Slicha, Slicha Rapua. However, they made it up to Shminis Keneged Milo. That answers a little bit. I saw a very nice job in the Oros HaTfilo. He wanted to say, what ref do we have to ask from the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Merapa? Does usually Chayli come, like Rishonim say, that the Chayli of the Guf comes because of a Chayli of the Nefesh, because person that Averis, we really get to Tzurin. So what are we asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Merapa? This is the only place, the only clearly that we have a ref to ask for the Rebbeinu Shel Rapa is for Milo. It's mitzvah, so we have to do it. It's a mitzvah, so we're asking. So once we have the schus to ask for the refuah, so we're clearly all the refuahs together with it. The bracha has 27 words, and the Torah points out it's connected 27 words of the pasuk that are Shem Parshas Milo, and the 27 words in the pasuk of Vayim Shemoyet Tishma LaKol Hashem LaKecho Veishar Verof Taseh V'Tatol Metzusav Shemar Tav Kochu Kav Kol Amachlo Shisam Yisrael Meisim Alecho Ki Ani Hashem Reifecho. It's also 27 words connected to 27 words inside of in this bracha. Now this bracha is quite difficult at face value. It's quite difficult to understand what's going on over here. If you're merapas, then we'll have a refuah. No kidding. If you're Moshiach, then we'll have a Yeshua. Of course. If you punch me, it's going to hurt. What is the pshat over here? And what does Hashienu v'ni Moshiach have? The Chura Yeshua has its own bracha. That's the Chura Nacha bracha. What does Hashienu v'ni Moshiach have to do with anything here? What type of reason is that for Klal? Bimarapas, Bimashias, Kisilasenu Wato. And then once Nachama, Valer reports them Lukamakin Senu. Well, what's going on over here? The end of the bracha is Bracha Hashem Refe Chele Amo Yisrael. Zafir Chele Amo Yisrael. What's going on in the bracha? In the bracha. The truth is that Mefarshim points out this is really paraphrasing a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Yudayin Yudali. And it says, Refaini Hashem Ve'erofe. This is just Chazal switched to a lashon of refuah from the matzvah of the bracha, but ba'etzim it's mamasha full pasuk. And the pshat in the pasuk is Refa'inu Hashem and Refa'inu. The Zohar asks, he asks the question. Now, of course, if Kadosh Baruch Hu is merapah, then it's going to be a refuah. He says, yeah, but every other refe that's merapah, it could be that it will come back at a different time. It's not 100%. A refuah is lav dafka 100%. First it goes into remission, Chalila can come back. The only refuah which is 100% is Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafe. If it's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll have refuah gemuru. Hoshiyenu b'mashiach and v'nei vasheh, we'll have Yeshua. Now what is Yeshua doing here? Kisula, let's just finish. Kisula seinu ato. Kisula siyato means, Rashi says over there, what does it mean kisula siyato? B'cho ani mitzhavel u'mispar loymer ata Hoshiyenu. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I praise that I'm mispar. And I say, it's you that saved me. In other words, that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us, so that I should be Mekadesh Yushem and say it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that did it. It should be clear to everybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the veil. Now, what is Hashiyenu v'ni v'sheyat? So I saw some people want to be mefarish that the Refa'inu Hashem v'ni Rafi is not going on the physical chayli. It's going on spiritual chayli. Refa'inu Hashem v'ni Rafi, save us from the the Averis, the Merapas from the, right, the Rambam says in Shemayna Prachim, same way that there is Choyli of a person that gets sick physically, there's also a Choyli of Midris, the person that has Averis. So that's what we're asking, Refa'inu Hashem v'Rafi from the Midris Rois, from the Averis, so Shein v'Di Vashaya from the Yitzhara. And then we ask, by the unfortunate Mukhama Kesenu is the physical. That would answer what the two different things are. And Hoshiyenu v'ni Vashaya is not referring to the Yeshua in Gantan. It's referring to the individual person's Yeshua from his Yitzhar Hara. There shouldn't have to be we shouldn't come to do Averis in the first place. I thought maybe Pashup Shat, in the Rafeinu Hashem Rini Rafe is that it's in economy, it's referring to physical. HaKadosh Baruch will be Merapa and we'll have a refuah. Hoshinu Vini Vashem, what's that referring to? That's referring to Yeshua also of Pratyas. It's not referring to the Yeshua from Golis, but it's referring to the Yeshua of each person, that HaKadosh Baruch will help us the same way that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rafeini. Be merapa us, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so that I can do your will, so I can learn your Torah and do your mitzvahs. We're also asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoshiyenu, save us, that we should be, Veniv Hashem, we'll have the ability, we won't be bothered by other things, we'll have the ability to Avidu Karoi. What's the doing in refuah? So I thought, we find that the Gemara, I thought now two girsas in Rashi. Rashi says, by the three malachim that came to Avram Avinu, what were the three malachim for? One was for to be Mavaster Sarah, one was to be Merapa Avram, and one was to be Mahapech Dain. And the one that went to be Merapa Avram went to be Matzel Leit. So then we need four, not three. So Rashi says, according to some Gersoris, it's actually in the Rashi, Shatala V'Rafua Achas. It's not two different shlichiyos. Hatzala and refuah is the same thing. It's bethim the same thing. What do you mean the same thing? Hatzala is not, the person's not sick. Yes, the yichurl is to be saved from whatever is bothering the person, so that he should be funny to whatever he wants to do. That's the Hoshiyenu V'Niv Hashem that's here. Refa'inu Hashem V'Nirofe, Hoshiyenu V'Niv Hashem, that we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, take away the things that are bothering me, so that I should be able to be Ovid Yukaroi. V'Halei refuah Shalem L'Chol Makisenu, and give us a refuah Shalem L'Chol Makisenu. I know, what are we asking now that we didn't ask? Because very often when a person gets, a person's not feeling well, so he takes pills, and then he has side effects. So then he has to take something else to take care of the side effects. Refuah Shalema L'chol Makisenu means that it should be all, our entire system should have a refuah Shalema. There shouldn't be something with a bad side effect or a different thing. It's a total refuah Shalema. It's so interesting, what does it mean, Vaha'ale refuah Shalema? Ma'ale Aruka. What does it mean, Ha'ale refuah Shalema? Bring up? I saw that Chaim Friedland wanted to say that since the way to be Mitzrape is if a person is crazy with tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the any Yisurim B'lo Yovin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the chayli if a person is crazy with tshuva. Ha'alei, bring us up, bring us to a higher level, and that will Mamela bring us to a poor Shalem L'chol Makisenu. Ki Kel Melech Reifei Neman Berachaman Oto, it's four things here. Kel Melech Reifei Neman Berachaman. So Kael is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazak. He's the Chazak, he's the one that runs the world in a way that no one else could. He's the Yochid, and he's the only one that could be giver for Shalema. Kiyodua, I don't know, they say, I don't know where it comes from, that in every generation there's some chayli that there's no refuah for. And the things that killed 50 years ago hundreds of thousands of people, nowadays it's a regular shot. But the door, every door has its own problems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very refuah. Every door has its issue, and every door HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very refuah for other issues. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kael. He's the Kael, he's the Chazak, has the Echelis to be very refuah. He's the Melech, and he has all the Echelis by him. Even if the refuah is on the other end of the world, he can bring it to us. He's in charge of the whole world. Reifei Neman, he's totally dedicated to the patient, and he's Rachaman. Even if he has to do something which hurts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in a way that it shouldn't be so much Yisurim. Baruch Ata Hashem Reifei Chayle Yama Yisrael. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reifei of the Chayle Yama Yisrael. Why Chayle Yama Yisrael, like we asked? So different Shatma I've seen, I'll say what I heard from a Rebbe, I think in 9th grade, of Oizir Nekushin in Shlita. He said that Ve'etzem Goyim shouldn't become sick in the first place. Why is sickness? Ain't Yisurim B'lei Ovin. The Yidin, that they have Yisurim, so that should be Mechaper, or should be help them be Chayzer B'tshuva for their Ovin. By Goyim, they don't deserve it. There's no reason that they should have this Yisurim. They get paid back in the next world. Lisham Nam Aliyah. Why do they get sick B'chlal? The only reason they get sick is that it shouldn't be a Chil Hashem. Only Yidin are sick and Goyim aren't sick. So when HaKadosh Baruch makes it also Goyim are sick. When HaKadosh Baruch who's right for Chayli, Am Yisrael, Memeil everybody's going to be Yisrael. There's not going to be any Chaylim B'chlal. Memeil, the Iker Rapua really has to be for the Chayli Am Yisrael. You made it?